Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Stuart Hoffman is our guest, our new friend, Senior Vice President and Chief Economist for the PNC Financial Services Group, PNC Bank, and he's one of the top economists on the planet, much revered mind in the economic world, and I've been following his work for a long time. His twice yearly report on Main Street, the Main Street economy, is very important, and he's here with the new one now. Stuart, thanks again for staying with us. We just gave us a great tour in the last segment, a great report on employment. What about the economy? I mean, what about their sales? I mean, we're looking at Stuart. We're looking at the first quarter, second year in a row, first quarter was negative or nearly negative, and I'm sure the first quarter will be revised downward to where both first quarters were negative, and I don't blame that on the weather. What do you think?
Yeah, the first quarter GDP will get, it was reported as, you know, up 0.2, which is a rounding error, and it will get revised down. I might disagree with you there. I would blame more of it on the weather and the port strike. Certainly some of it is the stronger dollar, and that probably affects larger businesses more than smaller businesses. But we're seeing in this survey, back to that for a minute, that over half of them say their profits and their sales are going to be boosted by the drop in oil prices. Now, since we took our survey a couple of months ago, oil and gasoline have come up a bit, although still well below a year ago. Switching back and forth there in a little bit, the GDP number was very negative in the first quarter, 2 years in a row. Deja vu all over again, but let's not forget what happened in the spring and summer of last year. Mm-hmm. The economy came, if not roaring back, it certainly came bounding back. We had economic growth close to 5% in the middle two quarters, and the unemployment rate, the number of jobs created last year, was over 3 million. The unemployment rate fell. Mm-hmm. So you're talking to a slightly more optimistic economist here, despite the very weak numbers.
I see that. I hear that in your voice. I see that in your report. Stuart, a couple of things I'm going to push back on you on a little bit is there's a concurrent fact that should be overlaid on top of those two negative quarters year over year, 14 and 15, first quarter. And that is the fact that in those same quarters, in 2014, the Dow hit a record high, and in 15, the Dow and the NASDAQ hit another record high. How do you reconcile, if you're out here on Main Street and you're dealing with negative economy in the first quarter, and the Dow is going through the roof, Alan, what's wrong with that picture? I mean, Stuart, what's wrong with that picture?
Well, yeah, I know we talked about it. You know, the earnings actually weren't so bad in the first quarter. In fact, they were expected to be down, and now that almost all of the S&P 500 companies have reported, they've actually shown some increases. Tax receipts were pretty good in April, in fact, through the first 4 months of the year. So a lot of the small businesses, of course, have a very different tax system. But
right. If you're just watching this, and you're saying, okay, the Main Street economy is negative, the Wall Street's going through the roof, so you got to answer the question: what's wrong with this picture?
Well, I don't think Main Street economy was negative in a fundamental sense. You know, like you said, the economy fell in the first quarter of last year and this year, yet growth in the economy will still be up close to 3% over the year, meaning. Yeah. Terrible first quarter, but a very good second, third quarter, a decent fourth. We fell again. We won't get into it here, but there's been a lot of discussion that the numbers that come out on GDP for the first quarter are being biased. They're not being adjusted correctly,
right?
Because not only did it fall in the first quarter of 14 and 15, it also fell, I think, in the first quarter of 10 and the first quarter of 12. So we've had very weak opening quarters for the last four out of 5 years.
Right, I agree.
Yet the economy, while it hasn't boomed by any means, mm-hmm. as we said, at least has had a moderate recovery, both for Main Street and Wall Street. And so there does seem to be, I think, some bias in those first quarter numbers that understate
right.
the economy.
Maybe
Let's
so.
Let's also remember we created this. Businesses and a lot of small businesses created a lot of jobs in the first quarter. And again, the April number mm-hmm. that came out showed over 220,000 jobs. So while the economic data, GDP data were weak, the jobs data were pretty darn good.
Don't you?
And that's
Stuart,
why I think the jobs data is a better signal than the weak
right.
economic GDP data.
I see your point, but don't you just love the pathological optimism of Main Street businesses? Even though we all know we're not in a real strong expansion, we're still in a kind of recovery. I mean, everybody basically admits that. With all of that, when you asked your respondents about where they think they're going forward, 83% of them were optimistic. Don't you just love that about small businesses?
I do. They are the entrepreneurs. They're the hard workers. They're the men and women, you know, trying to take an idea and working hard, and it's on them. And you're right. They have an optimistic bent, an optimistic disposition. I mean, clearly in 08, 9, and 10, that wasn't the case.
It was tough.
But you're right. In our survey, about 85% were optimistic. And you know what? They were even more optimistic. That was about their own businesses. They were
right.
even more optimistic about the outlook for the U.S. economy than they've been in a while.
Right.
So even their view of Main Street in general had improved.
Right.
And I'll admit that's in the face of a lot of regulation.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
in the face of political uncertainty.
Speaking of which, Stuart, when we come back, folks, small business numbers are down dramatically over the last 10 or 15 years. I'm going to ask Stuart if he's got any ideas on why that is and how to fix that based on his research. Stuart Hoffman, ladies and gentlemen, Senior Vice President of Chief Economist at PNC Financial Services Group. Quick break, 10-10.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.